deep into a debate that lasted 2 hours and included 10 separate votes, Kingston Republican David Welch stated what by then was plain. Gay marriage is a topic that divides House Republicans.
This is an issue that is confusing, sets one section of the House against the other, and it will do the same thing out in our communities.
In the House chamber, the discord was all Republican. Only one Democrat supported the repeal, and none took part in the often emotional floor debate.
This bill needs to be put down. I ask you to vote red so that we can put this dog down like it deserves to be.
Representative Mike Ball of Manchester serves as chairman of his city's Republican committee. The native Southerner compared the repeal effort to segregation. Rochester Representative Warren Groen, meanwhile, argued that permitting same-sex couples to marry puts New Hampshire on a dangerous path.
The next in line is a polygynist. He's a Muslim, and he wants lots of wives. After all, he can't take over the world unless he has lots of kids. And to have lots of kids, he needs lots of wives.
The House will come to order. The House will come to order.
The next in the docket is those who believe in polyamory. They need lots of people involved in their groups of men and women, so they don't get bored, keep things exciting, all that. The animal lovers can't be too far behind.
When the bill was finally voted down, the House stood and clapped. Afterwards, its backers had a variety of explanations for its failure. Easton Representative Gregory Sorg said it was a mistake not to have pushed it through last year when the measure was first proposed.
You know, you come in with a big majority and you have this crusading spirit and we want to get a lot of things done, but by the end people start getting mellow and they get to the point where they don't want to really be offensive and they're not analyzing things with the precision they were doing it before.
But the repeal's lead sponsor, David Bates of Windham, believes the problem goes deeper than the vote's timing.
There is a significant number of libertarians. You know, they ran as Republicans and don't feel any particular compulsion to vote consistent with the Republican platform. And that's really what I think we saw materialize.
Yet the final vote was tipped by more than just libertarian-minded freshmen. House veterans and top Republicans, including the Majority Leader, Deputy Majority Leader, and Speaker Pro Tem, all voted to kill the bill. For advocates of same-sex marriage like Mark Solomon, National Campaign Director of Freedom to Marry, which plowed $500,000 into fighting the repeal, that's proof same-sex marriage is working for New Hampshire.
You know, on the vote for passing the marriage bill, 7 Republicans voted in favor. This time, more than 100 Republicans voted against repealing the law. It just shows, it honestly shows that live free or die is alive and well in New Hampshire.
The repeal's defeat ends this debate in Concord until the next legislature arrives, but expect this vote to get plenty of scrutiny during election season. The National Organization for Marriage has pledged to spend $250,000 to oppose candidates who voted against repealing gay marriage. The Republican Freedom and Equality PAC is meanwhile promising to support lawmakers who voted to support same-sex marriage. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.